You're listening to Morning Edition on WKSU. Good morning. I'm Andrew Meyer. It just wasn't the year. The Indians lost Game 7 of the World Series early this morning in a game that went into extra innings and was delayed by rain. The final score, 8-7. Joining us is our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. Terry, a really tough loss at the end of a really great season for the Tribe.
Yeah, exactly it, Andrew. It's like it was their year, but wasn't their year, because it's a shocking thing that they actually got to the World Series and took it to seven games against a far superior team with the Cubs. But I also know, as somebody who's been around here, you'd get very few chances in the World Series. And they were up 3-1 in this one, and you know, lost three in a row of the Cubs. And it was an eerie scene kind of at the end, too, Andrew, with it felt like almost half of the ballpark was Cub fans was singing, you know, "Go Cubs, go." And as the Indians kind of trudged off the field. So, I mean, it's a great year to watch to be an Indians fan until basically about, I don't know, 12:45 in the morning, whenever it ended.
Terry, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback, but I'm going to put you on the spot. What went wrong in this game or in this series? Where was the turning point?
Probably where they weren't able to get some decent pitching in games 5 and 6 from either Trevor Bauer or Josh Tomlin. By the time game 7 rolled around, the Indians were doing a thing where Corey Kluber, their star pitcher, simply was pitching with one day's rest for the third time. It's the first time a pitcher tried to do that since 1992. You know, the game ended with a guy named Michael Martinez at the plate. He was their last player available on the bench. He's a career 197 hitter. And it almost was a symbol for the Indians. They're out of gas. They're out of players. They're out of chances. They need one more run, and all they have left is Michael Martinez. Not to pound on him, but it's like, whoever would have thought you were relying on Michael Martinez in the World Series, but that was the case at the end.
Now, we talked about where things may have gone wrong for the Indians, but what can you point to in terms of where things shifted for the Cubs themselves? What did they do right?
For quite a while, they just weren't hitting at all. And they have a player named Chris Bryant, who may be the National League MVP. They haven't named that award yet, but a young third baseman. And I remember I'm in Chicago, and it's game 5. The Indians are up 3-1. This kid Bryant's at the plate. And I said to a guy next to me, "I know this guy's a good player. He's done nothing for 4 games. The next pitch is this laser shot into the bleachers in Wrigley." And they went on to win that game. And he hit some other balls after that. And it just seemed to get their bats going. Andrew, it's like this. The longer you play a team that has the better talent, in this case, the Indians playing the Cubs had better talent, won more games. The longer the series goes, the more likely that team is to win. Because over the long haul, the talent and the depth shows up. And the Cubs just seem to get their confidence. You know, they really were dealing with this 108 years of no title. The history, they felt the history, no matter what they said, on their shoulders. And it was just one of those where they just needed to win a game when they were down 3-1. And it, you know, they became the second team since the 1979 Baltimore Orioles to come back from a 3-1 deficit and win the last two on the road. And in 1979, I covered the Baltimore Orioles for the Baltimore Evening Sun. So I have seen this happen twice, and it was almost the exact same thing. It just, the series just flipped on you really quick, like somebody hit a switch.
Terry, we have about 45 seconds left. I want to ask you, do you think there are parallels between this team and last year's Cavs, the one that made it to the finals but just didn't have enough gas in the tank to make it all the way?
There are some, because of all the injuries to the pitchers and so on, but I'm not sure the Indians have their own version of LeBron James that could just carry them all the way. That's what was tough for me, because I remember 1997, the Indians lost in the 7th game. You thought, well, they'll be back fairly soon. Well, it took quite a while. But I'm hopeful they're going to have a very good team for the next couple of years. They just need a very good team where everything goes right up to the end.
And pitchers and catchers report February 22nd. I checked it out this morning.
How about that? That was 208 games ago. For the Indians, this was their 208th game counting preseason games.
Thanks, Terry.
Take care, Andrew.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us regularly every Wednesday to talk sports.